WTAW news time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or on East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Two hurricanes in 2 years of inflation raised the cost of building the College Station School District's 10th elementary school above the original budget by almost $2.7 million. The CSISD school board voted 6-1 last night to proceed with the $27 million campus. Michael Schaefer said he was disappointed in the number and then he voted no.
I'll just say I'm in the construction business and that just seems excessive in my opinion.
Facilities Director John Hall says savings from other bond projects approved by voters 2 years ago will make up the shortfall. Hall also reported the district has the building permit to proceed with construction of the campus at Rock Prairie and Holloman South. It's scheduled to open 2 years from now. Last night's Bryan City Council meeting included applause from property owners asking for years for help to reduce flooding.
A unanimous council directed staff for another update on city efforts in Castle Heights. Mike Sutherland says over time, the neighborhood south of Highway 21 and east of the freeway has been turned into a detention pond.
If you did change the flow, and if it's not tremendously expensive, to correct the path of the creek back to its original flow, you're not going to increase the flow into the houses south of Castle Heights because most of them are out of the floodplain. So you're really not creating a problem for them. So I think the solution is within our grasp. I think you already know what it is. It's just a matter of applying the money.
For Sutherland, Greg Owens, Ben Harneman, and Buppy Simek, this will be the fourth update in 18 months. It'll be the first for the rest since they took office last November. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
It's now up to the Bryan City Council to decide on a request for voluntary annexation and rezoning that's part of a local homebuilder's plans for a master planned community. Stylecraft Builders is seeking city approval for annexation and rezoning for acreage at Highway 30 and Harvey Whedon Road to build almost 340 single-family homes and an unannounced number of what is described as higher-density units.
Quite honestly, it's just a beautiful, great location, track. There's a whole lot of growth over here on the east side.
Matt Childers at Stylecraft says construction on the first phase of what they are calling a Yopon Trails will start as soon as possible after city council approval. The development includes hike and bike trails in a park larger than required by the city. Land along Highway 30 will be sold for retail development. Next month, the city council will take action on Stylecraft's requests. Bryan police report the third and final person accused of participating in the September 8th murder in Williamson Park has been arrested. 17-year-old Adriana Garcia of Bryan was found in Cameron. According to the arrest report for co-defendant Saul Suarez Jr., Garcia told police she drove Suarez and a 16-year-old to the park, and after gunfire that killed 19-year-old Jonathan Munoz, she drove away with the other two. The 16-year-old is accused of shooting Munoz during an attempted purchase of marijuana, and Suarez is accused of being nearby holding a pistol-gripped sawed-off shotgun. According to a BPD news release, unless new information is received, there are no other suspects. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 78 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. We would love to hear from you. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Schnook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Going out? Plan a sober ride. Meeting friends? Designate a driver. Getting drinks? Call a cab. Getting the next round? Please call a cab. getting behind the wheel, stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at soberrides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Hey, good morning, 7-Eleven, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Patchy cloudiness showing up on the satellite photos this morning. I think all in all, today ends up being a partly sunny day because of that cloudiness. Temperatures will be 90 to 95 this afternoon. It's clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sun. We could see a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Highs will be up to 90 to 95, turning partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. And Friday looks to be sunny, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're going to talk Aggie football's media day yesterday at Kyle Field here a little bit. From Coach Kevin Sumlin, as well as the guys. By the way, Aggie football has released their 2018 schedule. They kick things off September 1st, 2018, at home against Northwestern State, and then they'll be welcoming Clemson to town and on September 8th, so that should be a pretty good one at Kyle Field come next year. And we're also talking Major League Baseball. The Astros continue to win, and the Rangers are sticking around. All that more coming up in sports.
You know, they have, we basically call it good years and bad years in the football scheduling situation.
Right.
And but, you know, you have Alabama and LSU in separate season, so LSU will be in College Station next year.
Next year.
Correct.
But, I mean, Dabo and the boys?
Ooh. Yeah.
I mean, the national champions?
And I think they initially, A&M was supposed to be playing Oregon, and they changed that in the schedule because things didn't work out. And instead, I mean, you look at Oregon. This was a couple of years ago, and the two programs, I think, were at different spots.
Yes.
Clemson had just gotten blown out by Oklahoma in a bowl game, and Oregon
was like at the top of the pack.
Right, they were vying for the national championship.
Right.
Well, now the programs are completely swapped.
Well, pretty cool anyway, so we'll see how all that, and I think there's seven home games again, so and then they still play up in Jerry World, so Aggies really, you know, not playing too many games on the road. So just about every NFL team has kind of a little interesting story as to how they got their nickname.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we could start with Mark's team.
Yeah, the boys.
But, you know, but instead we'll start with Cleveland because, Chelsea, I know, you know, Cleveland is big in your family. Do you know how the Browns got their name?
No.
Well, there's some debate as to whether Cleveland's professional football franchise was named after their first coach and general manager, Paul Brown.
Okay.
Or after boxer Joe Louis, who was nicknamed the Brown Bomber.
Gotcha.
Mickey McBride, who was the owner of the team, conducted a fan contest back in 1945. The most popular submission was Browns, according to one version of the story. Paul Brown vetoed the nickname and chose Panthers instead, but a local businessman informed the team that he owned the rights to the name Cleveland Panthers.
Oh.
So, ultimately they said, okay. Well, we'll do Browns then.
Yeah. All I know is I cheer for the Browns and for A&M, two teams without cheerleaders.
There you are. That's true.
Really? I didn't know the Browns didn't have cheerleaders.
Nope.
Yeah, it's
They've
Cleveland.
Got big, ugly men
That's
in the
right.
dog pound.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
cold up there. So.
Yeah, that too.
The Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys, they began play, of course, in the NFL in 1960. Originally, were going to be nicknamed the Steers.
Really?
But as Tex Schramm thought about it, he said, well, a bovine that's been through that procedure probably is not exactly what you would want to do.
No.
Okay,
point.
A little bit of ridicule there.
Yeah.
So he decided to go with the Rangers instead.
Okay.
They were going to be the Texas Rangers. But then, because there was a local minor league baseball team named the Rangers, he said, nope, we're going with Cowboys. So just before the season started, they decided to go up with the Dallas Cowboys.
And, of course, the Dallas franchise originally was the Texans.
Yeah.
Dallas Texans before they went to Kansas City.
That was AFC stuff, right?
Okay,
the Houston's 2002 expansion franchise became the sixth professional football team to be named the Texans. The Dallas Texans were an arena football team in 1990 to 1993. Boy, remember that? Arena football?
Wow, yeah.
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones did revive that name also, but there were also some other thoughts. Bob McNair decided that they looked at the Stallions.
Mm-hmm.
They considered the Houston Stallions and also the Apollos. But then, you know, that was
right.
The nickname that it was given to the hockey team
oh, okay.
in the World Hockey League, I
sure.
think. I don't know that mm-hmm. Gordie Howe played for. But anyhow, so as a result, then that's how we got our Houston Texans and our Dallas Cowboys. And again, there's some other interesting names out there, but I don't know. The Houston Stallions would have sounded kind of interesting.
Maybe.
And I don't know if Bud Adams had the ownership rights to the Oilers or not.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there was something with that, with the Tennessee franchise technically yep. having the ownership of it, why they wouldn't bring the Oilers back.
Yeah.
Because those jerseys were awesome back in the
day. They were.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday we were talking about Toys R Us filing for bankruptcy.
Right.
And so you had mentioned that you had been in there not too long ago.
Not too long ago.
And that Nerf...
Shopping for toys.
Nerf yes. guns were apparently, they have amped it up, right?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay,
they
well...
They were awesome.
Now people are buying harder foam darts to use in those Nerf guns. And there's a new report that those off-brand darts could danger people's eyes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Could put your eye out. Like a
it's
Christmas
all
story.
Fun and games.
That's right. CBS says British emergency room doctors are calling for protective eyewear.
Oh, Lord.
And re-examining Nerf safety rules after patients were treated for eye pain and blurred vision. All suffered from eye inflammation, a pooling of the blood that happens in the back portion of the eye. At least one patient had more serious injuries, including swelling of the cornea and retina. Fortunately for the treatment, all patients recovered from their injuries. The emergency room doctor said a big contributing factor to the eye injuries are people ordering the harder foam darts.
Well, I may or may not be going to be purchasing one soon, and I may or may not bring it up to work and wait
yeah.
for people to come through the door.
Exactly. You could just pop them.
Pow!
I'm just...
Good thing I never go in the sports studio. It smells funny.
Just saying. It smells funny.
Poor Brad's not even here to defend himself.
Hey, I did find some of the sponsors for that Moose Jaw wedding.
Okay, last hour we were talking about a couple who had decided that they were going to get married, even though, let me grab a call here
okay,
real
go
quick.
Ahead.
Yes, never mind.
Okay.
They decided to get married, even though guy had lost his job. He said, hey, baby, I won't give you the wedding that you've always deserved.
Right, which
we'll
now going
sponsors.
Through their wedding story and their blog, I feel a little bad about being so harsh about his job loss.
You should.
Shut up, Zach. He wasn't oil and gas,
okay.
so he lost his job, and they, you know, but yes. So anyway, it's a really
oil
sweet
patch.
Story.
Okay, right,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right.
So if you, they look like a lot of local businesses. So we're not talking about like big corporations
okay.
that are sponsoring them, but a bakery called Needed Regina. They
uh-huh.
are, I must be doing the cake, I would assume.
Yeah.
Judy's Wedding World from Moose Jaw, which may be the dress, I would assume.
Sure.
And although he is open to putting an advertisement on his tux, she does not want anything on her dress, understandably so. Evan's Florist, obviously, going to be doing the weddings.
Uh-huh.
We've got Alyssa's Attic and Sunshine Squad. I don't want to know.
Sunshine
yeah,
Squad.
Yeah, yep. Tuplin Consulting and Design.
Oh, yeah.
You've also got Close Capture Images, which, man, photography is expensive.
Yeah.
So if they got someone sponsoring their photos, that's awesome. And then just several community businesses that are anonymous, and it even looks like a few personal donations. And
really?
Then they've also gone through their blog. And this was just updated yesterday. They've also gone through and just said, you know, thank you to all of these, you know, TV and radio places that have put their story out. They, however, are still looking for special musicians for the chapel wedding ceremony. If anyone knows of any cellists, pianists, vocalists, or choirs that are interested, please contact them.
Moosehead Beer needs to get on this. Provide
oh,
some kegs.
Yeah, there we go. Yep, yep. And then, you know, they even did a few shout outs and thank yous to people who reached out, but they already have, you know, certain things such as a venue and let's see. Oh, an offer in the community for a bartender and his lovely wife to serve us if we need bartending. So, yeah.
Of course you will.
I know,
it's
right?
A Canadian wedding.
This could end up being a deal.
Man, let me tell you, they've got quite a few sponsors, and it sounds like just now they're really hitting the pavement with, people are realizing who they are and what's going on.
Well, my thought is if you're in a situation where you can't afford this,
mm-hmm.
you put that out there, I guess, on social media and kind of go from there and see what happens. And if you're a new business, then maybe you'll be looking for this market. Then mm-hmm. what a great opportunity there to be able to tell your story. And
yep. Yeah.
My big fat Canadian wedding. in Moose Jaw.
But if you want to, Jason loves Rebecca Winter.
All right.
Dot Weebly.com.
Sure. And why not have somebody from Texas?
Their last name's
that?
Winter?
No, I think it's well.
That would be awesome. Live in Canada. Your last name's Winter?
Let me see. No, it's not. But it's their dream winter wedding.
Oh,
so that's where they're going. There. Yeah, no, it's something.
Get Santa to officiate it? That'd be
good
awesome.
Good for them, yeah. All right, so there. Thank you. I appreciate the background on that now. And again,
there you go. Asked me to find the sponsors.
That's right.
I found them.
In today's world, I guess that's acceptable. I mean, if the people are all right with it. Got a story we'll do in a little while about the bridesmaids' dresses. Too,
oh, great. Can't wait to talk about
centric.
That.
There you go. A Russian Army helicopter accidentally fired a real rocket at bystanders who were watching their military exercises in Belarus.
Uh-oh.
The website 66RU had footage of the helicopter firing a missile near the bystanders. With the missile hitting the ground near a guy who was actually filming the military drill, part of the missiles... In fact, hit a large target, and then two cars were burned.
Jeez.
Two people were injured. Most likely the victims were journalists, so they may not be angry about that. Anyway, reportedly the largest military situation the Russians have done in a long, long time. Oh, and of course, you know, we played some audio from President Trump's address to the United Nations that took place yesterday. But in fact, despite the... commenting about Kim Jong-un being Rocket Man and suicide mission, the Hollywood Reporter says the real problem was, well, the president had a pocket square.
Oh, my gosh, Donald.
And this would be the first time that Mr. Trump has been seen wearing a pocket square.
No.
Since he's taken office. The pocket square particularly stood out because Mr. Trump personally has a style of kind of being a man of the people. Why else
and
would
so,
you put
so
on a
pocket
ball cap?
Square sets him apart.
It does. It makes him almost seem
snooty.
Different, snooty, and better.
Really?
Yes, exactly.
Hmm.
So just
guy's worth billions of dollars.
Yep.
Let him wear a pocket square.
Letting you know that no matter what he does,
he's not like us.
There are people who don't like what he's doing.
Jeez.
All right, here we go. Here are your top fashion trends, Chelsea, in case you want to know, coming out of London Fashion Week.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
Double jeans.
Well, we did that. Yes, we already did that, which is really
awful.
Wear white shirts with everything.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Every shade of pink is good.
Yep, sure.
Okay. Stylish rain gear.
Yeah, I'm very stylish when it rains.
Okay, what does that mean? I don't know what stylish rain gear.
Well, you know, usually you go to just like a bulky rain jacket that's black or something. Maybe you don't be afraid to be festive.
Okay.
I like my yellow galoshes.
Yeah.
Well, rain boots have really become a thing, especially on the college campus, decorative rain boots.
Yes.
Yeah. And you can spend a pretty penny on a good pair of rain boots.
Don't your feet get hot? I'm just saying.
Yeah, I have a pair of Sperry's brand, and duck boots are.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Those are kind of what mine are, and they're great. They're much more lightweight than the big galoshes.
Yeah. Okay. Or hip waders. That'd be good.
Yeah.
The hip waders thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
There you go.
And finally,
Chelsea walking around with camo on.
Yeah. Gym class clothes with pastel colors and crystal embellishments.
No, absolutely not.
What?
We are not embellishing with crystals.
Crystal embellishments?
No, bedazzles will not come back.
I don't know.
Gym wear, though.
Juicy on the back.
I spend a lot of money on gym clothes. Like, I admit that. But I am not wearing crystal embellished gym clothes.
So, Zach, do you have a bedazzler? I'm just asking.
I did.
Okay.
It's gone now.
Well,
but...
you know, and Patrick used to tell us about his grandmother who had boxes of buttons.
Oh, really?
You know, so you could do... Well, that way, if you lost a button,
as long as
you had it properly cataloged, you could find the button quickly.
Exactly.
But, yeah, crystal embellishments on workout clothes probably is a little bit about, are you watching me?
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to catch somebody's attention.
Yeah, 724.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy. Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Pottery Garden. They can turn any piece of pottery into a beautiful fountain. If you've been wanting to add a wow factor into your yard, a water feature is easier to do than you'd think. Stop by Pottery Garden. They're located on North Avenue in the Garden District. Our weather, well, yesterday high was 93, and we're about to do that again today with a heat index around 102 or so. Low temperature tonight, only 75 degrees, and we're going to kind of continue those. Back up to a 40% chance of rain tomorrow, just so you know, but basically, we know there's plenty of humidity out there. Right now, we've got 93% relative humidity. Winds are out of the south at 7. Fair skies still sitting at 78 degrees.
It's not how fast you mow. It's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends September 13th. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
For the last 20 years, the whole world has been able to witness the destruction of Venezuela, and they did it to themselves. It used to be a stable, economically healthy democracy with oil behind the economy. And then Hugo Chavez came in and socialism. And in 20 years, the country is literally starving. Maduro is blaming Trump for this, not Hugo Chavez. You know why? Well, Trump put sanctions on him a month ago. That supposedly is an economic war. That doesn't explain 20 years of decline. Blaming Trump didn't solve the starvation problem either. So Maduro just announced a plan. In addition to telling his people to start growing food on their rooftops and their balconies, the government demands that citizens breed rabbits. That's right, rabbits. Venezuela's urban agriculture minister helped Maduro announce the rabbit plan. He said the country has a cultural problem because we've been taught that rabbits are cute pets. He said a rabbit is not a pet. It's a 5-pound piece of meat that's very high in protein with no cholesterol. So there you have it. The socialist Venezuelan government, self-destruction on parade, is now going to cure mass starvation caused by socialism by demanding their starving people breed and eat rabbits. Hey, Bugs. What's up, Doc?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxitril, the explosive, all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxitril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxitril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxitril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-605-1673. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now, 800-605-1673. That's 800-605-1673.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For the fourth time in the last year and a half, the Bryan City Council will get a report on flooding in the Castle Heights neighborhood.
Okay, item passes unanimously. All right, order. Hey. Order. Order. Please be respectful in the chambers.
Cheers came from property owners located east of the freeway and south of Highway 21. Councilman Prentice Madison, whose district includes Castle Heights, asked City Manager Keene Registered what it would take for the city to get access to several tributaries of Carter's Creek that impacts the neighborhood.
Is it a difference between that we can ask for easement or...
Well, I'm sure if you open that up to all citizens that have creeks anywhere around their homes that they have these same issues, they would be more than happy to grant the city an easement.
Well, I just...
So council, you can get mine. You can get mine on Burton Creek.
If you want to take that responsibility, we are currently staffed to maintain and manage the drainage structures that we have and we own and we're responsible for.
This will be the first review for three members of the council elected last November, Madison, Ruben Marine, and Andrew Nelson. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A rare no vote on the College Station School Board took place last night. Michael Schaefer voted against the contract to proceed with building CSISD's 10th Elementary School. Schaefer considered spending almost $2.7 million over the original budget as excessive. Schaefer also responded to Jeff Harris's observation that the district was fortunate there were savings from other bond projects approved by voters in 2015 to make up the difference.
Well, on a positive note, from the 2015 bond projects, we were able to save enough money that we could make up the shortfall. So I do feel good about that.
With that shortfall, I think that would go towards a lot of the improvements that we were talking about tonight at some of the other schools as well.
It would have been good, yeah.
Board members were told the bids were open to September 7th during Hurricanes Irma and Harvey, and there was some inflationary increase because of waiting a year to start construction. The campus is supposed to open 2 years from now, and the board was told the general contractor is on the hook if the price tag goes above the ceiling of $27 million. A Bryan woman sought in a murder at Williamson Park 2 weeks ago was found in Cameron. Bryan police report 17-year-old Adriana Garcia is the last of three who had a role in the death of Jonathan Munoz. According to the arrest report for co-defendant Saul Suarez Jr., Garcia told investigators she drove Suarez and a 16-year-old to the park to steal marijuana from Munoz. Over the phone, Garcia heard gunfire, followed by the 16-year-old yelling to pick him up. Garcia also told police she saw gunfire between the 16-year-old and Munoz. Then the 16-year-old got in the bed of her truck and fired more shots at Munoz. Garcia said Suarez had a pistol-gripped, sawed-off shotgun and was a backup to the 16-year-old. According to a BPD news release, there are no other suspects unless new information is received. For the third time in 5 days, a citizen's call of suspicious activity leads College Station police to making arrests on charges of property crimes. The latest was yesterday morning around 2:30 on Woodcliff Court, which is near Harvey Road in Appomattox. Officers found two men in a vehicle matching the witness's description. The witness reported seeing the men rolling a tire down the street. A vehicle was found with two tires off and the jack prepared to lift the front of the vehicle. One of the men had lug nuts in his pocket. All of that led to the arrests of 17-year-old Davian Johnson and 19-year-old Dillian Swede of Independence. College Station Police is asking for your help in finding a man accused of causing a hit-and-run crash 3 weeks ago. A photo of the man and the truck he was driving is online at WTAW.com. The collision, which took place the afternoon of August 29th at Texas and Walton, resulted in minor injuries to a white van full of children. If you have seen the man and or the truck, you are asked to call CSPD. Another master planned community is proposed to be built in East Bryan. The city council held two public hearings yesterday on an annexation request by Stylecraft Builders for land at Highway 30 and Harvey Whedon Road. Final action is scheduled next month on annexation and the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation to approve Stylecraft's rezoning request. Matt Childers at Stylecraft says the first phase of building single-family homes and amenities at Yaupon Trails will start after receiving council approval.
We're looking at about 338 lots, and in our current best guess is that that will be developed in three phases of construction. So we'll likely put the first 110 to 115 lots on the ground, as well as the park and a good chunk of the trails as well.
The master plan community will also have an unannounced number of higher density units, and after the housing is built, land along Highway 30 will be sold for retail development. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 78 degrees. You can keep texting and calling us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and will ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Nestled out in the Peach Creek community south of town, you'll find Peach Creek Vineyards. And they've got lots of different things for you to go out and do and enjoy there while you also enjoy their wines. Today's Wednesday, so it's Wine Down Wednesday from 3 until 8, and it's game night also. You can play Yahrzee or Farkle or Wahoo Banco or Dominoes or Cards, or you can actually bring your own games. The idea is get together with friends, enjoy yourself, enjoy the outdoors, enjoy the surroundings, and enjoy the wine from Peach Creek Vineyards. And the second Friday of each month, Peach Creek Vineyards will stay open until 8 o'clock at night or later if folks want to stay around. The whole idea is for you to be able to enjoy Peach Creek Vineyards the way that you want to and enjoy their wine as well. They've got great ideas for in the gift shop if you have a wine-centric friend, or if you want to be inside in a climate-controlled situation, they've got a tasting room for you so you can try their wine by the bottle or by the glass. They also have a covered pavilion, which is available for gatherings, some get-togethers. You can find out more information about that, plus descriptions of the wines and everything that's going on at peachcreekvineyards.com.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Good morning, 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Patchy cloudiness showing up on the satellite photos this morning. I think all in all, today ends up being a partly sunny day because of that cloudiness. Temperatures will be 90 to 95 this afternoon. It's clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sun. We could see a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Highs will be up to 90 to 95. Turning partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. And Friday looks to be sunny, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Aggie football. Of course, the guys kick off SEC play this weekend up in Jerry World against Arkansas, but they had their weekly media day yesterday. We'll hear some from Coach Sumlin, as well as some of the players. Also, they released the 2018 Aggie football schedule. So we'll go over a few of the big games on that slate and where, of course, you can find more. And the Astros and the Rangers were both back in action last night. All that more coming up in sports.
Two words. Cruise ship.
Cruise ship.
Now, Chelsea, have you been on a cruise?
I have.
Okay, all right. So,
I have. So two.
We've all been on cruises, and so, and I don't know exactly how y'all feel about it. It's not my exact perfect favorite thing to do. But,
same.
And, of course, Zach, you got a chance to spend a whole lot more time than you probably planned on.
I went for a three-hour tour and ended up getting landed with the professor and Marianne. Well, I wish Marianne was there.
Now, did they start running out of food or anything?
No. Well, we went back into New Orleans on Saturday when we were supposed to be docking in Galveston. That's when the cruise was supposed to be over.
Right.
But we went to New Orleans and restocked with food and supplies and everything else. The only thing that I didn't like is that they didn't open the bar.
Oh.
I would think, you know, we're being inconvenienced here.
Sure.
The least you could do.
Oh, absolutely.
Is give us some
I would have started a riot.
How did the staff act having to put in the kind of extra time? How did that go?
You know, they seem to be okay. You know, those folks are on the boat for like 9 months at a time.
Sure, you bet.
And they still had days off. I mean, you have enough staff on there where you can have days off. So they just basically mingled with the folks who were on the cruise.
Okay.
So they were just like us.
And the idea is, you know, and I don't know how the cruise ship industry is going to do because they're not going to have places in the Caribbean to dock for a while.
Yeah.
That's going to be a little bit difficult. But theme cruises have become kind of a thing. I mean, the opportunity for you to, I don't know, if you want to go on a cruise with political pundits or you want to go on a cruise with business people, that's out there.
Or the Gronkowski cruise.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I would go on that cruise.
Oh, Lord.
The website Theme Cruise Finder now lists more than 500 upcoming cruises in categories ranging from comedy. There's a Chris Tucker cruise next week. History and World Affairs. There are two New York Times cruises coming up. Sports, the Dallas Cowboy fan cruise is set to sail in February.
That sounds really annoying.
Yeah. Well, and again, you don't know if they're going to be players or just be a bunch
of
Dallas
Cowboys
Cowboy
fan.
Fans.
I can tell you Cowboys fans
that would be annoying. Okay. But there's been a breakthrough announcement in the world of theme cruises. Chris Jericho will be holding a music and pro wrestling cruise.
Now, I do know some people who would go on
and
that.
There will be actual pro wrestling matches held on board the ship.
I'm mad, yeah.
It's the Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea. It sets sail October 2018, so you've got an entire year to go ahead and make plans to do.
Interesting. Someone brings up a good point through the text line, river cruise or ocean cruise.
Yeah.
There's a big difference. And I've never been on a river cruise. I've heard good things about
them. Well, I'm more or less went on a river cruise when we had to. We went up to New Orleans.
True.
It was actually rockier on the Mississippi River than it was out in the ocean.
Interesting. Well, the texture does bring up an excellent point because the idea of, I don't know, because I did like the first Caribbean thing I did, I thought it was contrived. You know what I mean? Just there are all the people on the dock selling their stuff. And I don't know that I'm expecting it to be an abandoned dock when you get there, but still, it's kind of like, okay, here comes the money. And those folks live in such abject poverty, and then you get to go back on the ship where there's more food than you could ever eat in your life.
Exactly.
And I don't know exactly how I felt about all that
stuff. If I were to go on another one, I would like to go on like an Alaskan cruise.
Well, the river cruise, though, is a thing that you do. You get scenery right there, and you probably, you know, the commercials certainly say it. You get to actually meet the people and kind of interact with them. But they have become very popular.
Yeah.
Speaking of popular, I mean, who doesn't like pizza? Today's pepperoni pizza day, by the way.
Oh,
best kind.
If you want to celebrate. I mean, if you need a reason to buy a pepperoni pizza, I can't imagine.
Right.
Most U.S. Americans can go, a day that ends in Y? Sure, I can have a pepperoni pizza today. But you take that along with, well, we're coming up on September, October, and what flavor is so
popular? Pumpkin spice.
That's right. You have it exactly right, young lady. It's the pumpkin spice onslaught now in the world of Pizza Land.
Oh, no.
I know. No. The creation comes to us from the minds of New Jersey pizza chain Villa Italian Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
The dish starts with dough smothered in pumpkin pie filling.
Okay.
Which is then covered with a layer of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no, that's where they messed up.
Yeah, the seasonal flavor onslaught doesn't stop there, though. Another layer of pumpkin pie filling gets piled on once it's out of the oven.
This is in Jersey?
Yep.
They're going to ruin pizza in Jersey?
I know. I'm thinking like dessert pizza. You could totally get away with something with pumpkin spicy or pumpkin pie flavored.
If you have a whole lot of people because you'll only want...
All right. Well, yeah.
Spokesperson for the Villa Italian Kitchen claims, boy, I hope this takes off. No. Said, we have landed on the perfect pumpkin spice pizza balance. It's a magical place where all the deliciousness of pizza meets the flavors of pumpkin spice.
I don't believe you.
I don't either. You can say it all you want. I don't think that that's going to happen.
Now, I am one of those weird people, as much of a purist as I am when it comes to pizza, I do like pineapple on my pizza.
All right. Well, I mean,
I do too.
It's different. It's okay. It's one of those things. Good opportunity if you're at like a pizza party where
there
are five or six different kinds, and then you can just maybe do that.
I don't usually order one with pineapple on it.
It's kind of a one-off thing.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. So I'm doing the show here with two people who are single, so I will say... If you are trying to help hook your single friends up, okay, and I'm not, but I'm just letting you know there's now a new app for that. It's called Matchmaker.
Ah, okay.
And it's by the same people who do the dating app Hinge.
Is that one word or two?
that'd be one word, Matchmaker. And that's the key because, you see, it lets you see all of your Facebook friends who are on Hinge, and then you try to pair them up.
Oh.
So it's for okay, so that makes sense then. Matchmaker, it's for matchmakers.
Sure, there's a way for them to opt out. Thank goodness.
Oh, thank goodness.
Probably they won't think about that until after you set them up.
Oh, my gosh.
When you pair the two people, you write them a quick message as to why you think they would be compatible, and then Hinge will match them up and take it from there.
Wow. Okay. So here's an idea.
Okay.
You text your friend and you say, hey, I know this person who I think you should meet. Here's their phone number.
No, that's not nearly as good.
I hope my mother's not listening to the show.
You get a chance to just do that. I mean, wow.
Get out of other people's businesses. Stop meddling.
Yeah, mom.
Search for Hinge Matchmaker.
It should be called Matchmaker. It should be called meddling.
It's in the App Store, or the Apple App Store.
Yeah.
All right, finally, this is way overdue. This is way overdue. Okay, so if I say fanny packs to you guys.
Love them.
All right, okay. Zach?
Sure.
Are you in on fanny packs?
I've worn them before, maybe more less like a joke than an actual
thing. Well, I know you've always dreamed of having that great big round belly sticking out from under your shirt. Well, now a designer in London named Albert Pookies has created a fanny pack that looks just like a hairy belly.
I heard that, yes. I heard about this.
And the pictures are outstanding.
Yeah.
When you wear it around your waist, it really looks like you got that belly out from under the shirt. It's just a prototype right now, but Albert says that he has already gotten so much interest, he's probably going to go ahead and do a Kickstarter on this thing.
So Chelsea can buy one, and I'll just wear a fanny pack.
That would be just outstanding.
One of my shirts from high school.
There you go, 748.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
When you get right down to it, every marriage has conflict. Yet some couples thrive, some get by, and some are in deep trouble. Do you know how to tell which category your marriage falls into? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When the lawnmower broke down, Toby's wife asked him repeatedly to take care of it. He meant to, but he was always too busy. After a couple of weeks, the grass was growing taller, and his wife's frustration was mounting. So one day, to embarrass him into fixing the mower, she sat down in the lawn and began clipping it with a pair of scissors. Toby watched for a few minutes, then came out of the house holding a toothbrush. "When you finish cutting the grass," he said, "you might as well sweep the driveway." Well, if Toby's marriage isn't in trouble yet, it soon will be. But it won't be because he and his wife experienced conflict. It'll be because they did nothing to resolve their disagreements. According to research, a key indicator of what separates a marriage that thrives from one that's in trouble is the ability to work through disagreements and frustrations. That may come as a surprise to couples who have been taught that a successful relationship is one where no conflict exists. No, a healthy marriage is where spouses learn to work together and find common ground in areas where they don't see eye to eye. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
About 8 minutes. It's Till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're not doing it now, so don't call now. But between now and 8 o'clock, it's time for I Ain't Won Nothing.
Okay? Did you just say I Ain't Won Nothing?
Right, it's for people who haven't won on the show
not
before.
Not never.
Going to do it between now and 8 o'clock. So on the other side of Zach Sports, we're going to give away tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival sponsored by Bud Light. So don't call now. After the sports, okay? Time for sports right now.
Well, it's your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Fighting Texas Aggie football held its weekly press conference yesterday at Kyle Field. Now the guys are coming off a 45-21 victory over Louisiana Lafayette, a game in which a lot of young players stepped up and performed. Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked if fans can expect to see those young guys moving forward.
They're there. They're available. And getting them in position and game experience has been good. You know, I think it really depends by position. And, you know, you'll see a lot of them, though, still.
Now, a lot of those young guys Coach mentioned came on the offensive line as a veteran. Coach Martin says it's good experience for future games.
I think we have like 60 different guys play. And so to have that many guys get on the field was big time for us, I think, because we know that we have depth. We know that we have different guys that can come in and get the job done, that have some real experience in a game situation on Kyle Field from the 12th man. You know, it was good to get a lot of those guys out there, and I think that that's helpful when you know that everybody has at least some experience and will be prepared to get out there and get after it if they're needed. So.
We'll see how those young guys perform this Saturday when the Aggies kick off SEC play against Arkansas up at Jerry World. Things get underway at 11 a.m. with pregame with Dave and Dave starting at 10 right here on WTAW. By the way, Aggie football has released its schedule for next season. The Maroon and White kicked 2018 off against Northwestern State on Saturday, September 1st at Kyle Field. That's followed by a September 8th matchup at home against powerhouse Clemson. Now, the Aggies officially begin SEC play on September 22nd when they travel to Tuscaloosa to face the Alabama Crimson Tide. If you'd like to get the full schedule, you can go to our website, WTAW.com. After taking Monday off, both the Astros and the Rangers were back in action last night. Jose Altuve homered, Alex Bregman hit an RBI double, and the AL West champion Stros extended their winning streak to 5 games with a 3-1 victory over the Chicago White Sox.
Now celebrating his 28th birthday, Houston slugger George Springer scored the insurance run for the Stros in the bottom of the eighth, beating out a close play at home.
Well, now that I look back on it, I probably shouldn't have done it. But, you know, I'm there to play. So, you know, I'm gonna try to make a play. And he didn't really look me back, and I took a chance.
Springer was initially called out on the play, but after review, he was then ruled safe. Colin McHugh got back on the mound after his fingernail had actually come off on his pitching hand. He allowed just one run and five hits with five strikeouts and five innings for Houston, which hosts the Pell Hosers again this evening at 7:10. Up in Seattle, Shin-Soo Choo's sacrifice fly broke a tie in the eighth inning. Elvis Andrews followed with an RBI single, and the Rangers bested the Seattle Mariners 3-1 last night to boost their slim playoff chances. Righty Tony Barnett, who picked up the win in relief, says the Rangers aren't focused on the standings.
I mean, we're aware of the situation, but, you know, looking at it ain't going to do any help. So, you know, it's not going to help us at all. So, you know, we just keep showing up, keep grinding, and, you know, got to play the cards that were dealt, and we're just going to throw it all out there and see how it turns out in the end.
Words of wisdom there. Now, with the victory, Texas pulls to within 3.5 games of Minnesota for the second AL wildcard spot. The Rangers and M's will go at it again this evening at 9:10. Broadcast will be over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. The deal of the day from Team Ford of Navasota is huge. Ford is saying that you do not have to pay a dime until next year if you buy a new Ford car or truck. How cool is that? No payments until 2018. Find out everything you need to know by going to Team Ford of Navasota, right there on Highway 6 in Navasota next to Sioux Falls Prater, or you can get the details online at teamofnavasota.com. Again, that's teamofnavasota.com for zero payments until 2018.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team. And we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
All right, there you go. 695-1620, 695-1620. Giving away tickets to the opening weekend of Texas Renaissance Festival if you haven't won anything. No, you're supposed to hold on. Hey there, who's this?
Good morning, Jen Calkin.
All right, Jen. Have you ever been to the Texas Renaissance Festival?
No, I haven't.
Well, that will be an experience. All right, these are for the first weekend, okay, which is September the 30th, okay?
That sounds great.
All right,
thank
come
you.
By and pick them up. Thanks, Crystal Park Plaza, 695-1620. Hey there, who's this?
Steve Smith.
Hey, Steve. You want tickets to the first weekend of Texas Renaissance Festival?
That would be great.
All right, come by. You got it, man. Thank you. Let's do another one, 695-1620. You want some tickets to the opening weekend of Texas Renaissance Festival?
Yes, sir.
All right, who are you?
Tom.
Tom who?
Payne, P-A-Y-N-E.
What do you do, Tom?
I do data analytics for Texas A&M Agriculture.
Data analytics. What was that?
I'm a nerd.
Go ahead. You're a nerd. You're a nerd.
I'm a nerd.
Okay, Tom, come by. We got tickets for you. Thanks for being a nerd. All right, first weekend only. That's all we're going to do right now. We'll do some more later on this week, though. But we will have tickets for the Texas Renaissance Festival, which, you know, if you've never been for that first lady, wow, what an experience.
It doth be a great time.
Yeah. Okay.
I haven't been since I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's been a
so
really long time.
So you haven't been able
time.
To enjoy it.
Correct. I have not gone and enjoyed the mead.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyhow, that's it's quite.
It's hard. It's football season, man.
It's football season. And, you know, it. And I think it helped. Oh, yeah. No, you can't. No, the phones can't explode now.
Of course.
We're done for now.
We're
okay?
done.
But we'll, that's all right. We'll do some more tomorrow. Here's what I'll promise you. We'll do it at the same time tomorrow. Okay. We'll do it at
after
the same
the
time
sports.
After the sports. Okay. Second sports. We'll do that. But anyhow, the thing that you need is that it needs to get cool. You know, we just need to get cool because you go outside right now and
you're sweating.
Yeah, you're really probably just standing there, you're sweating.
Right.
You think about all those people who put on all
and
that.
And then a hot turkey leg and then all the costumes and they're already a little
you
smelly.
You got to cool off somehow, right?
I wear tights, so it's very breathable.
And juggle? And juggle for us while you do that, too?
Sometimes.
Hey, it's going to be pretty warm today. Look for a high temperature, probably 93, to heat index of 103. 73. We're at 78 right now at 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Bryan.